Hi everyone, hope you're well. Just on my way back from the game against West Brom, and I thought I'd give my thoughts on the game, as I do after most games. Starting at the start, which is always useful, the lineup was pretty much what I thought. I thought Ozil would come in and Ramsey would sit deeper. I wasn't best pleased with the lineup because I think with the way Ramsey played against Chelsea in a two in the middle and the relationship it looked like he was starting to build with Xhaka, it didn't make much sense to move him out of there. Despite the win, I still stand by that statement, and despite Ramsey playing, I thought, very well, I still would have preferred him in the middle. Also, I mean, Elneny isn't my favourite player in the world. I just don't really get what he does. Yeah, he's got a good engine, but his positioning is not very good. He plays a lot of sideways football. He's not a he's not standout defensively. He's not standout as an attacking player. I just think he's kind of there rather than being there for a purpose. It wouldn't have been my lineup. I'm not going to say I was fuming about it, but I don't think it wasn't what I would have picked. Beyond that, I think pretty much it picked itself, especially if Ozil didn't have 90 minutes on him. Him coming on so late probably suggests he didn't. Then that kind of made sense. Iwobi wasn't on the bench either, so I probably assumed if Ozil was out that it would be Ramsey and Xhaka in the middle and Iwobi further forward, but he wasn't on the bench, so I'm not sure if he's got a problem injury wise, or maybe they're just saving him for Thursday. Because they are going to have to play some strong players on Thursday. I'd imagine a lot of the players that we've seen tonight aren't going to play, but they're not going to go there and take an under 21 side. Beyond that, on the performance, I thought we started off very sloppy. First 5-10 minutes, the passing was loose and we just wasn't very good. I think we actually switched on when they hit the post. They should have scored, and I haven't seen any replays, as always. I always say this on my after-match thoughts, so if anything I say is wrong, it's more because it's my view of what I thought from in the stadium, and replays could prove me wrong. I thought it was a penalty on Rodriguez. Fair play to him for trying to be honest and getting up. Very good save from Cech, an absolutely unbelievable save to tip that onto the post. But I feel it should have been a penalty. But yeah, I feel that woke us up, and for about 25 minutes after that, I thought we were very good, very sharp, quite incisive. We made a couple of chances. Obviously, we scored. I thought we got a little bit lucky with the goal in that if the free kick was on target, I think Foster saves it pretty comfortably. But where it hit the top of the bar, he couldn't get to it. So obviously, it's looped back out to Lacazette. And I mean, that's what Lacazette does. He reacted quicker than anyone else. He was yards ahead of everyone else. I'm not his biggest fan as a player, but that is where you see his strengths, in that his eagerness to score. I highly doubt a Giroud would have been in that position that Lacazette was in. So fair play, credit where it's due. Well done on following up. Again, it was similar to what we'd done against Doncaster, which was very frustrating. We weren't nil up and then seemed to completely stop. I think from my angle, Lacazette had one more chance where he was half through on his left foot one-on-one, and he tried to drag it back, and then he pulled it back to Xhaka, who tried to dummy it for no reason. But I felt Lacazette, having just scored, would have had a go of his left foot. He's not completely one-footed, so I thought that would have been a chance for him to have a go, but he didn't, and whatever. Yeah, but then following that, I thought we were slack and we was lucky to go in ahead at half time. I mean, they had a couple of chances, but every single player, I don't think there's anyone you can say in that period, apart from Nacho and Monreal, that you could say, oh, they were still good in that period. Someone, one of the Clock End Talk admins or publicists, or I don't know who it was, put out a poll at full time, who do you think was your man of the match? And when I last looked, Monreal was clearly leading by a long way. He had 69%, I think. To be honest, I'm surprised this is as low as 69%. I thought he was phenomenal. I thought he was a standout man of the match by an absolute margin, and I'd be interested to hear how anyone's given it to anyone else. That's not to say you're wrong, but what did you see that I didn't? To give it to anyone else. Second half, I thought we were sharp. We still didn't create as much as I would have liked, but we controlled the game. There was less stupidity. We gave the ball away less, and we just I think it was a good managed performance in the second half. The penalty, Ramsey knew exactly what he was doing. It was really good play. He gave the guy a chance to foul him, and the guy fell for it. I was surprised it got given, even though I think it's a foul. I think they're one of them ones that they happen all the time, and they usually don't get given. The ref usually brushes it off as, oh, the defender was just stronger. But it is a foul, and I'm obviously glad the ref gave it. And then, yeah, we just saw the game out. Looking on individual performances, so keeper didn't really have much to do, done what he did, what he did have to do. As I've mentioned, the save from Rodriguez, he done that really well, really good save. Kolasinac, I didn't think had his best game. He got forward really well, but he gave the ball away stupidly a lot, mainly in that very bad 15-minute period we had. It wasn't enough to say he had a bad performance, but I mean, I don't think it was impressive. I think it's probably his worst performance for us so far. Inside him, as I said, Monreal was man of the match for me. I don't think he put a foot wrong. The goal line clearance was unbelievable. I know it sounds stupid, and he'll never get the credit, the same credit as Lacazette, who scored, but that is worth as much as a goal, because if he doesn't do that, it's obviously a goal and it's 1-1. So, he was man of the match, not just for that, the whole complete performance. He was good on the ball, he used his pace to get out of situations, he actually attacked quite well, which I'm not sure I'm too comfortable with as a centre, from him being a centre back, but he done it well and he was never caught out. Mustafi should have given away a penalty. Stupid to lunge in there. He had Rodriguez wide, let him shoot on his left foot, don't give him the opportunity to cut back in. Silly lunge, but apart from that, he was all right. He was a bit ambitious with his passing, which was always one of my biggest criticisms of him. In the last few weeks, he seemed to have cut that out, but today he showed it, not as bad as he did last season, but in parts he was trying to play balls that were never on, and even if they are on, they're not balls you want your centre back playing. Koscielny didn't really have much to do, won a few aerial duels, kept the ball nicely, played a few nice crossfield balls. It was more, for Koscielny, it was more another day at the office. There was nothing stand out good or stand out bad. Hector, I think, had his best game in a while. He was good against Chelsea, but I thought today he was a different level to what he was against Chelsea. He didn't have much to do defensively, but he didn't have many of his stupid moments that he tends to have. And going forward, he was quite good. He got forward well, which he always does, but he actually put in a couple of really good crosses. So I think it was his best performance, definitely, of the season so far. And going back towards the end of last season, he was a lot better today than most of them performances. Looking in the midfield, Xhaka was very sloppy today. I think, he didn't do enough wrong to say he had a bad game, but it was far from being a good game, I think is probably the nicest way of putting it. He wasn't awful, but he wasn't good. He didn't have his usual influence. He had a few nice crossfield balls, but nothing dangerous. But then on the other hand, I don't think he lost much that was dangerous. Obviously, that's the minimum you expect, but as I said, it's not enough to call it a bad game. Elneny just ticked over. As I said before, I don't think he really does much. He didn't do much right, he didn't do much wrong. It's hard to ever score him highly because he's not an effective player in that he's never going to do anything that's eye-catching. That's not to say he's bad, he's just not eye-catching. Ramsey, I thought, was very good. I still disagree. He shouldn't have been playing there because I don't think he's dangerous. You want, as one of your attacking three, you want the other team to think, fuck, this guy's going to score or assist or run us ragged. And as I said, I think he was very good, very neat, very tidy, some very good runs, kept the ball well, but I don't think he was dangerous. But he played very well. There's a fair case to say he was our second best player after Monreal. I think that's probably how I would have it. But I just don't really like him in that position. Sanchez, I thought, was bad again. I've seen one comment I saw when I briefly looked at Twitter before I recorded this, was someone was saying that Sanchez was on the top of his game. If that's the top of his game, he shouldn't be in the team. Yeah, he turned, I get that he's eye-catching, he turns defenders and he does stuff that looks flashy, because the most exciting thing in football is beating a man. When I played on the wing because I loved running at people, and it feels good running past people and beating them. But the amount of time Sanchez beats him and then gives the ball away, it's like he does the thing that looks impressive, but it comes to nothing. And the end product today, there was nothing there. He kept trying tricks and losing the ball, and people are cheering because he's doing a trick that looks good, but what's the point doing 10 kick-ups and then giving the ball back to his defender? I'd rather him just play the ball 5 yards to an Arsenal player. Or he tried a Rabona turn in the area, and everyone was like, oh, the defender just walked off with the ball. He didn't trick anyone. The free kick was unlucky. As I said, I think if it was on target, the keeper saves it. But look, a goal's come from it, so you can't knock him there. He had two other free kicks that were quite close as well, and they were both good efforts. So I'm not completely digging him out. I don't think he was bad, but to say he was on top of the game, and that, the person that said it said they thought he was man in the match. It was like, I don't get it. I know there's a love in with him because he's probably our best player, but we've got to be honest when we're watching football. When someone's not good, we've got to say it. Well, that's how I feel. I don't think you can just say people are good just because they've been a good player in other games. Lacazette got the two goals, done well. I actually thought that he'd probably done less in this game than he has done in many of the others, which I prefer. That's not a criticism. I think he often comes too short to try and get involved. Today he dropped in at times, and then he played on the shoulder at times, which is what you want. You want to keep the defender guessing. I think he, well, I know he won one of the free kicks by coming short, and it was a good, like some really nice feet, and then we won the free kick that Sanchez put just wide. So I think he'd done less, but it actually gave us more, and that's more the Lacazette I want to see. He ran the channels a couple of times. It was a varied game, which is a lot harder to defend against than a player that does the same thing all the time. His tracking back was very good again. That in the media and the pundits, that's been unnoticed so far in what he brings in that respect. Also, again, he did tire, but I think it seemed like he worked harder tonight than he has done in any other game that I've seen him in. But he did tire, and it was obvious that he was going to come off because he was finished. His game had been done. He'd run his course. There was something else I was going to say about him, but I forgot what it was. Oh, I thought he possibly could have scored. It was a very good block, but I thought he possibly could have scored when I think it was Kolasinac down the left, and they cut it back to Elneny, who played it on to Lacazette, and he took a touch, and then the defender blocked it, and it went over. I personally, from what I saw, obviously live in front of me, I thought he could have hit it first time, and if he would have done, he almost certainly would have scored. But I mean, that's picking holes in what was a good performance. So yeah, they're my few views on the game. Let me know what you think. It's one of them games where sort of there will be mixed opinions on it, because different people will see that game differently. It wasn't a game where everyone will be on the same page. So let me know what you thought. Who was your man of the match? What did you like? What didn't you like? It's not being negative to criticise. If something hasn't gone well, it's okay to say it. It doesn't make you not a fan. But then on the other hand, you get fans that criticise for the sake of it, even when things have gone well. So I'd like to hear what people think were the positives, and I'd like to hear what the negatives. I don't want to hear all positives, because there were definitely negatives, and I don't want to hear all negatives, because there were definitely positives. So let us know what you think. We'll try and interact as much as possible, and we'll be back speaking to you after the Barté game on Thursday. Thanks for listening. Have a good week. Up the Arsenal.